Good morning.
Morning.
This is what I've been hearing from the Lord now for a long time. And I think, matter of fact, I've kind of referred to it before being here. And that is the simple little word, believe. What I am finding in my life is that every problem that I have can be traced back to that I don't believe. Now, being a good product of the 70s and 80s, and the name it and claim it and the faith movement and all of that, I've always thought my first thing is has always been, what am I supposed to believe, you know, in this situation? I mean, I know a lot of stuff that I'm not, I don't really have to think about it, I believe. But what am I supposed to believe about whatever the situation is? And see, that's where the enemy gets a real inroad into our lives, is he complicates it. Now, trust me, when I ran companies and had to work with a bunch of guys, and most of the guys that I had that worked for me were not college graduates, you know. They were smart guys. They weren't stupid people, but they, you know, they just approached things differently. And usually if I had a crew of 10 to 15 guys, at least half of them were either drug addicts or alcoholics. And they approached things even differently. And so I had to learn that to not complicate it, you know, like just try to, in my head, go, okay, what do I need that guy to do based on his abilities and his comprehending things? Now, there were guys that would be like foremen and lead men, and so, you know, I told them a whole lot more. And some of those, even I didn't tell them much either. They were just all I had to work with. But I've learned that I had to keep it simple. Of course, Bob probably remembers back in the 60s during Vietnam, it's attributed to the special forces, maybe the SEALs coming up with the way they planned their missions. Is they did the planning, and they all talked about it, looked at it, they all went off somewhere, thought about it for a period of time, looked at it by themselves or maybe with a buddy, and then they'd come back together. And they'd rediscuss the plan. And then whoever was going to lead the mission would say, okay, now we need to kiss it, which stood for keep it simple, stupid. Because what they found out is that all the planning goes out the window when someone shoots at you. You know? Now, I've never had anyone shoot at me. I did have a couple of people threaten to shoot me, but they never actually shot the guns. Thank you, Jesus, right? But I was in situations where, you know, I thought I had it under control until the guy punched me in the face. And then all those plans went out the window. So what is it about believe that I'm willing to say to you? It's simple. As I've been on this journey, I've started this journey with about believing in faith. And see, we've complicated it, or we've gotten it mixed up, that we equate believing and faith. And yes, they can be the same. But there also can be a huge difference in believing in faith. Would you say that you have faith? Or do you just simply believe that if you step off of a 12-foot ladder, that you'll hit the floor? Do you believe that? Do you need faith for that? No. See, you believe that. What I'm finding out is that that's my problem. Is I mix up faith and where faith works with where believing needs to be. And I try to skip the believing, because the believing puts you in a whole different world to exist in. Let me read you how simple this is. Of course, I believe most of y'all probably have heard me talk about the fact that the book of John is about believing. The whole book, that's what the book, the primary word used is believing 96 times. The word is used verses 56 times for love, which everybody thinks John's is about love. The first John is about love. That's where love is used continuously in it. But do you realize that in most translations that the word faith, do you know how many times the word faith is used in John? Once. Verses 96 times about believing. See, we need to settle what we believe. If we would settle all that we believe, our life would be so much simpler as a Christian. See, when you as a little kid, like these guys here, you're teaching them what to believe every day. You're teaching them that if you touch that stove and it's on, it will burn you. You know, most of them will get burned, and then they'll believe. You know, you don't have to ask them to believe that anymore. They got it now. There's a difference. They're not having faith that that stove would burn them. They're not having hope. You know, faith and hope would go together, right? Faith is hope, is hoping for a result, for a conclusion or a result. Believing is how you live your life, guys. Does anyone here believe that they're an oak tree? No? Okay. Is there any, do I have any chance, any hope? Do I need to have faith that I can convince you that you're an oak tree? I can work at that really hard and I get the same results that most of the time when I've jumped through the faith hoops. Nothing. Because it's really more about what I believe. Now, do you have faith that you're a human being? Or do you just simply believe that? Do you wake up in the morning and go look in the mirror and go, yeah, I think I'm a human being today? Or do you just wake up knowing because you believe what you've been taught since you were a kid? Now, those of you who were my age probably remember them trying to teach you that you was an ape, you know? And of course, I did a lot to prove that theory to them sometimes. But they never could quite convince me that I was some kind of a monkey dressed up. See, what I'm learning is that I need to know what I believe and then believe what I believe and then live what I believe. See, you don't, do you, how much effort do you put into living as a human being? Do you get up and have a list? Okay, I'm going to follow this list to be human today? No, you just are. And see, that's what Christ wants us to be. And for me, that's what the book of John is about, because I'm going to keep reading in it and I keep seeing where this word's used. It's always used in these extremely base, simple things. Remember the story of Lazarus, Mary, Martha, and everything. It's, you know, you keep that into the apostles. They keep asking them, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? And it was asking them, do you believe me? Do you believe, not just, do you not just believe what I say, but do you believe me? Who I am? What I am? Do you believe that just as much as you believe in gravity? That's what how we should live our Christian life. From John 3. It says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And here you go. Third chapter of John. Jesus is talking to one of the great teachers of Israel, Nicodemus. He doesn't complicate it for him. He keeps it simple. Even though this is one of the great teachers, the great, what we call a theologian, knew the law, could probably recite the entire, what they call the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and probably all of the Psalms he could recite from memory. And what does Jesus say to him? So the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever, not just a smart guy, but even the dumb guy, I'm a whoever does what? Believes. Will in him, Jesus, simply him, will have eternal life. And why? Why is that? And why is that such a absolute, total, undisputable statement? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, only begotten Son, again, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's about believing in him. It's not about believing in the theology that we get. Theology is a good thing if you're smart enough. I'm just not that smart most of the time. But it's a good thing. Thank God that we have theologians. You know? But for me in my life, when I'm running to an issue, what I keep, God keeps the question I get. Of course, the example that I used on last Sunday and that I use a lot is when I came back from Africa last trip, and I call my son, and I'm standing in the middle of the Atlanta airport, and he tells me, Dad, it's not good. That's his second operation for melanoma, aggressive, rare melanoma. That's now called, it's caused at the 3G level. which is like they're just trying to make you feel good that it's not G level, that's not the four level, basically. Because most people, when it goes to four, have no, they lose their hope. And so that's what I get, that's the message that I got. Of course, being a spiritual guy, just didn't solve millions, not millions, but hundreds, if not thousands of people being healed in Africa. I was, you know, I heard that, and immediately I said, what's your problem, God? Why me? I just did this. Why me? Of course, my relationship with God is such that it didn't take long before I heard, well, why not you? Why not? And so then it was, well, God, what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do as a father, as a priest that believes in divine healing and all that stuff? Am I supposed to go to the hospital from the airport here because he's in the Atlanta hospital, lay hands on him, anointing with oil and all that stuff and pray for him and all that? And what I heard was, no, just believe. Of course, being the spiritual giant that I am, I said, okay, well, then what am I supposed to believe? And God, I'm going to have faith that you're going to heal him. You know, I'm going to stand there, bullheaded it might be or whatever, but work on that. And he said, no, don't do that. Instead, believe in me. And believe that my God, my Father so loved you. So now the last question about this is, so how do you believe? How does that happen? See, I'm coming to believe that believing is a product of love, his love. See, when I came to Christ as a kid, it was because I encountered love. And in that love, I encountered grace. I also encountered a God that was beyond me. And because of that, I had to repent. Because I saw the otherness. It all happened because of love. And so, settle what you believe. The words of the Nicene Creed, you've all said it hundreds of times, right? What's the first thing that you say? We believe. It's repeated every so often. We believe in one God and in one Lord Jesus Christ. We go down farther and it says, and we believe in the Holy Spirit. If you want to know what to believe, just believe that, the Nicene Creed. Simply believe what it says. You have a problem, a situation comes up, just believe that. Just face that situation head on and say, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, and so forth. That's all. Just believe that. Come to the place, settle those issues, that's your belief, just like you believe in gravity. And that's the Christian life, guys, is learning to believe. Just like learning about gravity, for most of us, was a process of trying to defy it and finding out that it's never changing. The song that we sing sometimes, love never fails, never gives up, never runs out on me. That's what I believe. At the end of the day, at the end of it all, no matter what's happening, that's what I believe. That is, love never fails, never runs out, and never gives up on me. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.